Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Tewugana declares nationwide strike over GTEC's refusal to recognize the union on universities' councils.
This action is necessitated by the failure of relevant authorities to address our long-standing demands and uphold the principles of fairness, transparency, and democracy in the governance of tertiary education institutions.
We have details of that coming up shortly. Also, EC has no power to order a rerun of elections except the courts.
The Patriotic Party finds the Electoral Commission's sudden U-turn on Abdulkumanov's stalemate as not only shocking, but also disingenuous and unlawful.
More from the NPP, which is questioning the EC's decision to conduct a rerun of the parliamentary election in 19 polling stations. Also coming up, High Court sets July 18 for trial of former National Signals Bureau boss Kwabena Edubwine over 49 million Cedi cybersecurity software scandal after rejecting his request to compel the Attorney General to release National Security Special Operations Accounts records. We get the reaction of his lawyer.
How was it that they were able to bring President Akufo-Addo's National Security Coordinator's operation account? Why is that the rest of the operational accounts, they don't want to bring it?
In sports,
Cristiano Ronaldo and LeBron James laid tributes after the tragic death of Liverpool star Diogo Jota.
Also coming up,
I make you one promise. I won't leave tomorrow's meeting without securing a drop in the pricing of DSTV. That is a solemn promise I make to you.
Well, Communications Minister promises to ensure DSTV subscription pricing is reduced. We have details coming up and we bring you the live updates of the National Science and Maths Quiz Zonal Championship following an intense qualifiers.
2, -6.
Yes. Archbishop Porter Girls, humidity.
Before.
No.
These and more coming up with me, Mamiesi Nyamiche-Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and tertiary education workers union Ghana, Tewugana, has declared an indefinite nationwide strike following what it describes as the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission's persistent refusal to recognize the union's representatives on the governing councils of public universities. In a press conference held in Kumasi this morning, President of TEUGH, Abdullahi Suleimana Rahman, announced that all its members across the country would lay down their tools effective today. The union says this action has become necessary after repeated appeals and a 7-day ultimatum to GTEC expired without any resolution. Take a listen to the president of TEUGH, Abdullahi Suleimana Rahman.
The expiration of the 7-day ultimatum issued to the relevant authorities on June 24, 2025, regarding the egregious and unjustifiable decision to recognize the minority union, TEUTUC, as the representative union on the governing councils of traditional public universities in Ghana, despite LGS majority membership and rightful claim to representation and the lack of a satisfactory response or resolution to our legitimate concerns, the Tertiary Education Workers Union of Ghana, TEOGH, has been left with no choice but to take drastic and immediate action. This action is necessitated by the failure of relevant authorities to address our long-standing demands and uphold the principles of fairness, transparency, and democracy in the governance of tertiary education institutions. The TEOGH reiterates its unwavering commitment to the following non-negotiable demands. Number one, we demand the immediate and unconditional withdrawal of TEOTUC's appointment as workers' representative on governing councils, given the blatant disregard for democratic principles and the rights of majority union. Number two, the Minister of Labour, Jobs and Employment and Minister of Education should, as a matter of urgency, direct the Chief Labour Officer to conduct verification of the two unions, TEOGH and TEOTUC, to determine the union that represents the majority of the workers as enshrined in the Labour Regulations 207 LI 1833. This, we believe, will bring the matter to final conclusion. Number three, we call for the establishment of a clear, transparent, and democratic process for determining union representation in tertiary education institutions.
You have the president of TEOGH, Abdullahi Suleiman Rahman, there. Now let's head to Kumasi and speak to Nana Bwachi Yadom, who was at that press conference. Nana, first explain the role of TEO Ghana and how the industrial action is likely to impact tertiary education.
Well, Mami, you see, TEO Ghana is responsible as a non-teaching staff organization or union in various university campuses. They are in charge of all other activities, including cleaning, driving, etc. Now, this industrial action is going to really bite hard on various universities, especially the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, as they begin their mid-semester examination next week, Monday. This means that drivers who ride the university shuttles and all other non-teaching staff who operate in a university, cleaners and etc., would not be operating beginning today.
Did the unions share any details about GTEC's response to their demands?
Well, it's been back and forth with GTEC over the last 2 weeks. TEOGH have been, the leadership from Kumasi and the leadership, national leadership in Accra, have been meeting GTEC over the last 2 weeks. What they tell us is that GTEC did not give them accurate response to their demand. They ushered 7 days ultimatum to GTEC, demanding that after the 7 days, GTEC should come back and then revoke the appointment of TEOTUC membership on university council. But then as we speak today, TEOTUC have their representatives on the council and not TEO Ghana, which is unfair and then in balance according to TEO Ghana.
Do you have any idea when next there's going to be a negotiation?
Well, speaking on the sideline of their press, the national president, Suleiman Rahman, indicated that they are going to engage GTEC from next week. But then, if their demands are not being met, they would not call off their strike.
All right. Thank you so much. Nana Bwachi Yadom was at that TEO press conference earlier in Kumasi. Moving on, the New Patriotic Party is questioning the EC's decision to conduct a rerun of the parliamentary election in 19 polling stations within the Ablekuma constituency. This comes after the EC announced the conduct of polls there. Among the party's opposition is that the EC did not do enough consultation in their decision. Here's the party's Deputy General Secretary, Harud Haruna Mohammed.
Ready to declare. They are ready to collate and declare. And you just come and tell us that you are being 19 polling stations. Where is it coming from? These are legal matters, and I don't think that the Electoral Commission's decision can supersede the decision of the High Court. The Electoral Commission's decision to do a rerun is bogus, and which we as a party will not accept it. The General Secretary will be doing a press conference tomorrow, and will lay bare to the facts of the matter.
Well, the NPP's General Secretary Justin Kodia reiterated the party's position to the EC's decision earlier. He recounts that the EC earlier noticed to Parliament that only three polling station results from the Ablekuma North constituency were outstanding, questioning what had changed.
Of doubt, the new Patriotic Party finds the Electoral Commission's sudden U-turn on Ablekuma North's ailment as not only shocking, but also disingenuous and unlawful. The party thus completely rejects the decision of the commission to rerun the polling station elections in the said 19 polling stations, and we shall proceed to advance our reasons. It will be recalled that the High Court Accra on 4th January 2025 granted an application filed by the NPP to compel the EC to conduct its constitutional and statutory duty of completing the constituency coalition exercise in four outstanding constituencies to rerun the election in 19 polling stations. The EC gave the following justification. I quote, "The commission arrived at the decision to rerun the election in the underlisted polling stations because the 19 scanned polling station results used for the coalition, though approved by agents of both political parties, were not verified by the presiding officers responsible for those polling stations." Unquote. Ladies and gentlemen, let it be on record that at the meeting with the Electoral Commission on 1st July, our representatives, the persons of Evans Nimakun, our Director of Research and Elections, and Ebenezer Nati, Honorable Ebenezer Nati, former Member of Parliament for Ablekuma Central, representing our party, vehemently oppose the position of the Electoral Commission. So it cannot be that after extensive discussion, the EC painting the picture as if the parties there agreed to their roadmap.
Well, let's go live to the NPP's headquarters and speak to my colleague Kenneth Jesse, who is standing by with for us. Kenneth, what more is the party saying, and have they indicated any action they intend to take on this?
Precisely. So they say by the close of today, they would have filed processes in court challenging the decision. They're saying that the Electoral Commission does not have the authority to sanction a rerun of elections, and that can only be done by the court. So they are disagreeing with what the Electoral Commission is saying. They've also called on the leadership of the Electoral Commission not to be intimidated by the presidency. They've cited an interview Johnson Esiedunketia, the national chairman of the NDC, granted to Join News, where he suggested that the top three leadership of the Electoral Commission should go. And they are saying that it's that a mere coincidence that just after that interview, the Electoral Commission has come out to say that they are going to rerun elections in 19 polling stations instead of the original three polling stations that they told the NPP in June and in May and told Parliament just last week. So they are calling on the Electoral Commission to stand firm, and if it decides to go ahead, they will go to the court to file processes against that decision.
But did you in any way cite the Ablekuma North candidate for the NPP, Nane Kweafria, there?
Yes, she is here with the Director of Elections of the NPP and also the organizer of the NPP as well. She is here in high spirit, declaring that she indeed won the elections. They've cited some numbers, brought out some figures, which suggest that she was the one who won. And in fact, they said that in those initial three polling stations that the EC said they were going to rerun, if that had gone ahead, they would have won. So yes, Nane Kweafria is here and she is in good spirit.
Well, thank you very much, Kenneth Chisi, there at the NPP's headquarters. Now, the High Court in Accra has scheduled July 18, 2025 for the commencement of the trial involving the former Director General of the National Signals Bureau, Kwabena Edubohin, and three others over the alleged misappropriation of the 49.1 million Ghana cedis earmarked for cybersecurity defense software. More on the following news desk report.
The date was fixed after the court dismissed a request by the accused persons for access to national security accounts dating back to 1992. Refusing the application, the court held that the accused had failed to provide sufficient justification for the disclosure of such sensitive documents. Presiding Judge Justice John Nyante Nyadu, who delivered his final ruling in court, stated a certified copy of the full decision will be available upon application from Monday, the 7th of July. With prosecution disclosures concluded and the course management conference wrapped up, the court directed the prosecution to open its case within 2 weeks. Kwabena Edubuahini, along with Angela Ejebuating, Mildred Donko, and Advantage Solutions, have been charged with 11 counts, including stealing. They have all pleaded not guilty and are currently on bail. On the 23rd of June, the accused, through their legal team, filed an application requesting access to a number of documents. Among other things, they sought an order compelling the Attorney General to disclose and produce for inspection records of the various National Security Coordinators' Special Operations accounts.
Well, here's a lawyer, Samuel Atachia, has been responding to the court's decision.
It should read the practice direction. How was it that they were able to bring President Akufo-Addo's National Security Coordinator's operational account? Where did they get it from? Why is that the rest of the operational account they don't want to bring it? What document is it in this realm that the Attorney General should not go and fetch? But it's convenient to hide some documents and bring some. And even those things that they brought, they've removed some of the documents. What kind of trial is this? That Attorney General believes that there are certain documents they don't want to divulge, you know? A court of law should not aid evidence gagging and will challenge it.
What's your strategy then?
Because what is going on in the court is bizarre. As if the Attorney General is dictating to the judge. It's bizarre. I've been here for 32 years. I've not seen a situation in which there's a stampede of the judge. A judge said, I'm going to give a decision on the 21st. And Attorney General, in his mood, in his ambulance, we said, no, let's come today. And then it's very obvious that the judge is not ready. So they tease out something and say that, well, the decision is not ready. The judge actually intimated that you will need time to write a reasoned decision and that we should come at the 21st, and as if we are doing the Attorney General's pleasure.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance, so you can protect your tandem bike on the go. Thief! Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
When I get it, I'll challenge it. That decision is an aberration of justice.
Samuel Atacha is a lawyer to former National Signals Bureau boss Kwabena Dubwahin. Now, let's head to Parliament. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Ghana and India will continue to deepen the relationship between the two countries. Addressing Parliament as part of his two-day official visit to Ghana, Prime Minister Modi said he and President John Mahama have agreed to elevate the relationship between the two countries into a comprehensive partnership.
Our relationship knows no bounds. And with your permission, may I say, our friendship is sweeter than your famous sugar loaf pineapple. With President Mahama, we have decided to elevate our ties to a comprehensive partnership. Friends, the world order created after the Second World War is changing fast.
Well, let's go to Parliament now and speak to Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kweku Asante for more details. Kweku, the Prime Minister has been full of praise for Ghana's democratic credentials.
Well, yes, according to Narendra Modi, Ghana is a beacon of democracy in West Africa and Africa. He hopes through the partnership that the largest democracy in the world, India, is building with Ghana. Ghana will continue to consolidate on its democratic credentials.
A call has been put on hold. Ghana, please wait.
When we look at Ghana, we see a nation that shines with courage, that rises above history, that meets every challenge with dignity and grace. Your commitment to democratic ideals and inclusive progress truly makes Ghana a beacon of inspiration for the entire African continent.
Well, Kweku, how did the speaker and members react to the speech of the visiting Indian Prime Minister?
Well, because of the very tight nature of the schedule of the Prime Minister, the minority and majority leaders who had been programmed to make some comments on the address by the Indian Prime Minister could not do so, but the Speaker of Parliament did thank the Indian Prime Minister on behalf of the Parliament of Ghana. In fact, in Parliament today, there were some members of Parliament who addressed like Indians, particularly the Member of Parliament for Oda, Honorable Akwesiyakwa, as well as the MP for Esikado Ketan, who had all dressed with Indian garments and all that. They were on their feet. They were acknowledged by both the Prime Minister and the Speaker of Parliament, with the Speaker of Parliament actually promising that when it is time, he will sponsor them to actually go to India and actually go and collaborate with the way their parliament also works.
Thank you so much, Kweku Asante, Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent. You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. We return with sports and also communications minister promises to ensure DSTV subscription pricing is reduced.
I'll make you one promise. I won't leave tomorrow's meeting without securing a drop in the pricing of DSTV. That is a solemn promise I make to you.
Welcome back to the Midday News. We have sports now.
Yes, Mamiesi. So Portugal captain Cristiano Ronaldo has paid tribute to the late Diogo Jota following his tragic death in a car crash alongside his brother, André Silva. Now, Jota was 28. Ronaldo described Jota's passing as something that doesn't make sense and added rest in peace. Liverpool also released a statement saying they are devastated by the tragic passing of their player. The club's minority stakeholder and NBA legend LeBron James also shared his prayers, asking for guidance and protection for Jota's family. Mm-hmm. In Ghana as well, tributes have also poured in. Ghana Premier League clubs, including Asante Kotoko and Legon Cities, have expressed their heartfelt and deepest condolences to the clubs, to the players' family and loved ones.
That's really sad. Anyway, thanks for sports. The Minister for Communication has vowed to secure a reduction in DSTV subscription fees. This follows a series of complaints from subscribers over the increasing cost of subscription despite poor quality service delivery. Providing an update at a press conference a moment ago, the Minister for Communications and Digitalization, Samuel Nati George, said he summoned managers of MultiChoice Africa for an emergency meeting on Friday, where he's hopeful to secure a reduction reduction in cost of subscription.
I invited the senior leadership of MultiChoice Ghana to a formal dialogue on DSTV's subscription pricing in Ghana. The meeting addressed public concerns about affordability, value for money, and fairness in service delivery. I made it clear the ministry's expectation that pricing structures must be responsive to Ghana's economic context. I have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, Friday, even though it's a public holiday, with the Ghana team and their South African counterparts, the management from South Africa. They arrive tonight to agree on a way forward on the issues raised. The outcomes will be shared with the public in due course. This engagement reflects our commitment to regulatory accountability and our resolve to ensure that digital services in Ghana remain fair, accessible, and responsive to the needs of citizens. I make you one promise. I won't leave tomorrow's meeting without securing a drop in the pricing of DSTV. That is a solemn promise I make to you.
You have the Communications Minister Samuel Nate George. The battle for zonal supremacy begins today at as the 2025 National Science and Maths Regional Champions take off with the semi-finals following an action-packed week of thrilling qualifiers in the Western Mbono regions. And we have their reporters, Adobia Sari and Collins Frimpong. Adobia, what can you report where you are?
Well, Mamiesi, a while ago, it was very noisy and electrifying here because Archbishop Porter Girls has just emerged winner of the first contest of the day. They contended with Amensiman, Seshireoso, and Shama SHTS. Now, Amensiman really gave Archbishop a run for their money. In the first round, they were leading with 19 points, while Archbishop was at 16 points. In the second round, Archbishop took over with Amensiman closely behind them with a point. In the third round, Archbishop was lagging behind again with Amensiman leading. It took the fourth round, which is the Riddles round, which obviously is their stronghold, to make them emerge winners. So that is what has just happened. The second contest is underway currently.
Thank you so much, Adobia Sari, with that interesting report there. Now, Collins is in the Bono region. Collins, what can you also report?
Yes, Mommy, what happened in the Western region, same thing has just happened over here. And the difference is that here, when you come here, Brekum Presby Senior High School has actually qualified for the zonals for the first time in 7 years. They have defeated Techiman Senior High School, who everybody taped to qualify for the zonals, because Techiman actually secured 56 points in their first contest. And this time around, they were leading throughout the contest. Then Brekum, with a last-ditch comeback in the Riddles, they secured a fourth in the finals. And we will be having additional three contests also to come on today, so that we will know who qualifies for the zonal finals tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Collins Frimpong, bringing us the updates of the National Science and Maths Quiz. Archbishop Porter Girls in the Western Region is topping that region, and also Brekum Senior High School in the Bono Region. Well, it promises to be an exciting contest. Do stay tuned for further details later in subsequent bulletins. But right about now, let's do what's trending. Jackie is here with me. Jackie, what's trending?
Well, Mami, see, a lot has been trending on social media, mm-hmm. but then key amongst them in the trends, there are several posts that suggest that Patricia Siedwa, I hope you know her. Yes. So it looks like she's been convicted by the circuit court for charlatanic advertisement and defrauding by false pretenses. Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of people talking about this, especially after they ordered a pregnancy test before they asked her to go and do a pregnancy test.
Why did a pregnancy test come in here?
I mean, maybe, you know, she was giving signs and all that.
She was convicted, she said she's pregnant.
Probably. I mean, we don't have detail, but I'm pretty sure that as the day goes by, we'll definitely give more details on that in subsequent bulletins. But then also, away from that, we also have
But before you go, what's charlatanic advertisement?
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.